This is Dr. Bridges in colonoscopy with Yvette Rosado. Yvette Rosado indicates for she was diarrhea. She has a recurrent diarrhea situation. Come back to you on the 3 hours of nasal pressure, blood pressure, blood pressure, blood pressure, blood flexible, blood pressure, blood pressure, with biopsy, submission, lymphosphereal, colonoscopy, and function, sign, blood pressure, blood pressure, blood pressure, after education, this is for rectum. That to sigmoid to descending cone, spinal fracture, could not push beyond the area. The heart stool is noted in the sinus cone. Since this is a cervical sigmoidoscopy, so I did not have a nasal scope beyond the spinal fracture. Coming out, I did not see any colitis, but I did a biopsy of the descending cone, sigmoid cone, since then the biopsy taken for microscopic colitis. Scope by rectum. In rectum, I saw surgical changes. With the suture noted in the rectum, this goes along with this her prior history of surgery of rectal seal. Her cystic fibrosis is on complication flexus hemorrhagia after this plantar fracture. Number two, nerves in a colitis or any diverticulosis noted in examples in the colon. Number three, surgical changes seen from the prior history of rectal seal. Recommendation, I've from the biopsy. If the biopsy comes in negative and school patients continue diarrhea, I recommend you have a full colonoscopy. If the biopsy determines ileoscopy, if that comes in negative, I recommend you have a CT enterogram for the evaluation of the diarrhea and also send the blood for IBD panel and see the school panel as a diarrhea workup. Registration, please send the copy to patient primary care provider, a copy to the bottom study. Their procedure was April 23rd to 22nd is April 23rd to 22nd, official of the Israeli company.